I'm Steve Miller reporting. A South Korean official says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has agreed to meet with South Korea's president next month and impose a moratorium on nuclear and missile tests, adding,
"The North also said that they are open to talking with the United States regarding denuclearization and normalizing ties between North Korea and the United States."
U.S. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats said Tuesday that Washington would have to know far more before assessing North Korea's reported willingness to hold talks with the U.S. on denuclearization. UN war crimes investigators said Tuesday that a Russian plane was apparently behind an airstrike in November in Syria's Idlib province that killed 84 people at a marketplace. The investigators said the attack could amount to a war crime.
"The Commission confirmed the use of unguided blast weapons by Russian aircraft in a civilian populated area that killed at least 84 people and injured 150 others."
The findings, reported by the UN's Commission of Inquiry on Syria, were the first time the group has pinned responsibility for civilian deaths in Syria directly on Russia. The White House says that President Donald Trump, in a phone call with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, has emphasized his commitment to a free trade agreement among the U.S., Canada, and Mexico that is fair to all three countries. Negotiations are currently underway aimed at revamping the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement. The two leaders talked on Monday, days after President Trump said he plans to impose new tariffs on steel and aluminum. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says China's approach to development in Africa encourages dependency that undermines its sovereignty and risks its stability. Secretary Tillerson leaves later Tuesday for Ethiopia, Kenya, Chad, Djibouti, and Nigeria. Luis Ramirez has results of a military investigation into the Niger attack that killed four American service members.
Initial information suggested the Army Special Forces team set out on its October mission to meet local Nigerian leaders, only to be redirected to assist a second unit hunting for Dondu Chefu. He's a militant suspected of involvement in the kidnapping of an American aid worker. Officials say it now appears the team went after Chefu from the onset without outlining that intent to higher-level commanders. According to the officials, who spoke on condition of anonymity, as a result, commanders couldn't accurately assess the mission's risk. The finding will likely increase scrutiny on U.S. military activity in Africa. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
The Kremlin says it's open to cooperation surrounding the incident of Sergei Skripal, the former Russian spy, now in intensive care after he was exposed to an unknown substance in Britain. Matthew Laritana has that story.
66-year-old Skripal is a former military intelligence officer who was convicted in Russia in 2006 of spying for the United Kingdom, where he settled after being exchanged in a spy swap. He and a 33-year-old woman, his daughter, were found unconscious on a bench at a shopping center on Sunday. Neither of their names have been officially released either. Skripal's identity was obtained through Reuters sources. When asked about speculation that Russia played a hand in Skripal's fate, the Kremlin spokesperson said it didn't take the media long.
That was reporter Matthew Laritonda. A United Nations official says Myanmar security forces continue to subject remaining Rohingya Muslims in the northwest Rakhine state to human rights abuses.
They were on the border, so almost in front of the international community's eyes, there were people being forced across no man's land by megaphones, by bullets being fired to drive those Rohingya who were briefly camped in no man's land between the two countries were being forced into Bangladesh.
Andrew Gilmore is the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights. He says he believes the ethnic cleansing of Rohingya from Myanmar continues. Another strong earthquake has shaken a remote Papua New Guinea region that was badly damaged by a quake last week. The U.S. Geological Survey said Tuesday's quake measured a magnitude 6.7. For additional stories, be sure to follow Voice of America on social media. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In broadcast, it's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.